The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus came to disciples who were in great fear. He came to them, though the doors were locked. He comes to us also, with our doors and everything else within us now. Let us now think of the areas in our life that we are completely short of. We are afraid to even go there. Imagine Jesus coming, standing before us right this very minute, right here. What would we do? Well, we would more than likely be staring at him. But we would feel a sense of peace within ourselves. We would feel a calmness all within ourselves, because our Lord is there with us. Jesus breathes out the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth and joy. We can turn to the Spirit whenever we're in trouble, whenever there is a time or a need for anything, anybody, anyone, the first person we should call is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He is always right there with us, side by side. We just simply have to follow. Today we come to the strangest Easter season ever. After all we have been through and going through, we know that we can agree on one thing. We need the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
More than ever, we need the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Yes.
In our first reading, Jesus pours out the Holy Spirit on the apostles. When they preached, people who could not even communicate with one another understood everything that they were saying. Our Lord, upon his departure, promised us an advocate. The Holy Spirit is going to be with us always, he said. We first receive the Holy Spirit at baptism. Mm-hmm. How do you remember? Yes, we receive the Holy Spirit when we first baptized into the church, whether it's a child or when you come as an adult. God has given us all that we need because of life. The Holy Spirit is there with us. But we have to know and we have to remember we can constantly, always call on the Holy Spirit. I may get rid of the title of you calling me every time, but I can promise you this. who will teach us, Jesus' disciples and followers, everything that we need to remember the call. And if we want to really know about that, we can go to John 14, verses 26, or John 16, verses 13. It will tell us all about that person. The Spirit whom Jesus sent is from the Father, who testifies about Jesus and equipped people with testimonies. In other words, we that are Jesus' disciples, if we go to the Spirit, the Spirit is going to keep us always informed. He's going to keep us educated. And if we stay educated with our Lord and Savior, we can't go wrong. The Spirit empowers us, finds us moment by moment by moment. That way, everything follows in the way that Jesus had it preordained for us. In other words, when Jesus walked this earth, he left a script behind for each and every one of his disciples and followers. We need to pray for the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. And the seven gifts are the Spirit of wisdom, and wisdom that we may despise the perishable things of life and reach out for what is eternal. You need to always keep that in mind. There are seven gifts. The second one is the Spirit of understanding, to enlighten our minds and light up the truth in our lives. We need to know the difference. The next one is the Spirit of counsel. If we have a Spirit of counsel, that we will ever be able to choose the surest way of pleasing God. If we know the surest way of pleasing God, then for sure we will not do what we know is wrong. The Spirit of knowledge. The knowledge to know the difference between what is life or what, in other words, what's going to lead us to non-perfection, or what is going to lead us to the Lord itself. We know God knows us, and if we do that, we can grow his perfect science in order to please our Lord and Savior. The Spirit of piety, that we may find service of God sweet and amiable. If we find pleasing God is sweet, what are we going to do? We're going to do more. And there will never be enough, because as long as we're pleasing God and he's happy with us, then everything is going to be all right. The Spirit of fear. We may be filled with a loving reverence towards God and may dread the way to displease him. If we know what the Lord does not like, why should we go against him? I will be very fearful of having to disappoint my Lord and Savior. The Spirit of fear. The seven gifts of the Holy Spirit are our weapons against any form of spiritual warfare. If we are going into spiritual warfare, my dear brothers and sisters, we need the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Without that, it's like walking into a danger zone, unprepared, unarmed, and expect to win that war all by the Lord himself. We need artillery, so we need the Spirit.
Yes.
But also, what good is a weapon without bullets? We got to have stuff to go in the gun in order to defend ourselves. And what we are looking for now is the scripture taken. You can also find it in the scripture taken in Galatians 5, verses 22 to 23. And these are the fruits of the Spirit. And the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Amen.
If we have all of this in our army with gifts of the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, we can walk into any battle.
Yes.
Any battlefield. And have absolute of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes. Amen.
The more, the merrier.
Mm-hmm.
So today, let's ask the Lord to pour it all over us, and let's please work our way towards being part of His army. Let us call upon the Holy Spirit to guide us through this dynamic era of the coronavirus. More than anything else in this world at this time, we need the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We need the Holy Spirit to empower us, to guide us away from this coronavirus. Coronavirus, my dear brothers and sisters, it has taken many lives. We need to call on the one who can help us. We need to call on our, what we say, our best friend, because he was given to greet us side by side. Mm-hmm. He's always going to be there. All we have to do is call on him. So listen to this prayer that somebody said. O Holy Spirit, soul of my soul, I am worried. Enlighten me, guide and strengthen me. Console me. Tell me what I ought to do and command me to do. I promise to be submissive in all you ask of me and accept all that you permit to happen to me. Only tell me what is your will. I believe. Brothers and sisters, let us all ask the Holy Spirit to strengthen us, to guide us, so we also can be dedicated to serving our Lord and Savior.
Amen. Amen.